Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word that's come down from heaven. Jesus, the content of all your love for mankind manifested in Jesus, came down like rain to nourish this earth and rule completely so that your kingdom may come on earth as it is in heaven. Bless this word of encouragement found in Christ to us, so we can be enlightened and be lights this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. It's Psalm 107 and it's verses 17 to 22. But just read verse 17 first, my sweetie.
Some were fools through their sinful ways and because of their iniquities suffered affliction.
Hallelujah. I so enjoyed this, just reading this morning, because it's a confirmation on the Bible says we mustn't think beyond what is written. Never mind, speak beyond what is written. And so for a paraphrase that I just see something that I've always believed and I've said, but so it's Trevor's paraphrase. Sin is stupid because you pluck a lot for your eyachat. So that is confirmed in verse 17. Okay, go on, my sweetie.
They loathed any kind of food and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble and he delivered them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man, and let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy.
Hallelujah. What just stood out to me this morning is that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. They were on the highway to hell in a pity party, in deception, and God sent his word. And we know that word is Jesus. And that word has been Jesus from the very beginning. God's the word, the Bible tells us we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So that's God's idea from the beginning. And so whatever healing, gift, light, answer we receive, it's all found in Jesus. And that was what we saw. We saw that steadfast love, that wondrous works of God's love demonstrated in Jesus. And this is the same Jesus as now ruling and reigning, and we are co-heirs together with him. So it's waking up to that same steadfast love, the same wondrous works, the works I do you shall also do. Jesus has left that declaration, that promise to us. So it's so wonderful to just know, you know, that we don't have to sit with anything spooky. We need to look to the Lord, and the Lord sends his word. He sends truth. He sends light. In him was the light, which is the life of all men, that is relevant to our the destiny he has for us, the answers that he has for us. And then that is also what we declare in our lives, because God backs it up. He backs up his word. And so we can offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his mighty, wondrous, beautiful deeds. Amen. So be blessed to know you are co-heirs with Christ, and the love and the walk and the path was clearly shown in Jesus, and he's now making it alive to us by the Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for healing us and delivering us from destruction. Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love and your wondrous works. Amen.
Amen.